We're broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome back to the last 1 hour of the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. It's 8:07 from our studios this Tuesday morning. So next week, I'm hearing that the entire week for next week is going to almost be filled with public holiday. I don't know how true that is. I mean, I was literally arguing with somebody like perhaps there will be some merger of the holidays, some of the holidays, Workers' Day and the Eid al-Fitr holiday. I'm not sure exactly how that will pan out, but I'm hearing that it's most likely going to be all through the week. So please plan your week very well. Take time out to rest very, very well, thoroughly. And talking about exciting week ahead, I beg to differ. Debate competition returns next week, May 3rd. The playoff starts. If you know, you know. We know what we know too. Tell the other people that have not listened to I Beg to Differ debate competition before to tune in. We're about to go at it again. We are about to do it again here on Nigeria Info 99.3. And guess what we're doing? That's what we're doing. Now, how well do you know the I Beg to Differ student debate tournament here on Nigeria Info? You want to test? You want to test? You want to try? Like this one, you are free to try it out. You are free to participate. Not next week, I mean from today. No, I'm serious. You can actually test your own knowledge by participating in a mock I Beg to Differ online quiz. Now, this is going to be online. Just if you don't know, we have a website, nigeriainfo.fm. All you need to do is just attempt 5 questions online. Now, the fastest participant will be with the most correct answers, by the way, will win 5,000 naira. And it starts today. Yes, it starts today until Friday. So the fastest person to win the highest number of questions to get it correctly will win 5,000 naira. It starts today. Now, the winners will be announced on Hard Facts. As usual, so best of luck to you. If you want to test your knowledge on I Beg to Differ, it starts today. Get ready for it. But I Beg to Differ proper starts next week, May 3rd, the playoff. Watch out for it. All right, now let's talk education. Childhood education. We've been planning to have this conversation since last week. Right, since last week, we've been planning to have this conversation. And I did make a promise that we're going to have this conversation this week. And thankfully, we're about to do just that. Early childhood education. The situation that we are currently in right now. We have to. We must. Everybody has to talk about it. If we don't lead the conversation, I don't know who will. And I'm not going to be doing this alone. I mean, like I said earlier, I think in the morning, like, we don't have to wait for embarrassing stuff to happen to our kids or something even more tragic to happen to our kids before we get together and start talking about it. Before you parents will be aware that you should pay more attention to your kids. Because a perfect alibi for most parents right now is that I have to hustle. I have to make money to pay his or her school fees. I have to make money to pay house rent. I have to make money to give them the kind of life that they deserve. That's the perfect alibi for all parents. But is it worth it, though? Is it worth it to take our eyes off the ball? Have we taken our eyes off the ball as parents? It's food for thought. It's food for thought. I'm not doing that alone. I have a retired, but not tired, of course, early years education practitioner, now into training teachers and mentoring schools as well. Mrs. Omolara Willoughby, she joins us via telephone this morning. Mrs. Omolara, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us today. Are you with us, ma? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Mrs. Omolara, are you with us? Okay, we'll try and get her back. She's on the line, perhaps not listening. We'll try and get her back on the line. But in the meantime, we should have this conversation about how well do you monitor your kids' progress in school? How close are you to your child's school? How close do you monitor your child's progress in school. Have you as a parent abdicated your role as a parent to your children's teachers, nannies? What kind of measure have you put in place as a parent, either at home or in school, to closely monitor them? Because that is our responsibility as parents. We've had situations all across the country, situations that endangered, in most cases, tragically endangered the lives of our children. And each time such things happen, what do? We talk, we will, and guess what? We move on. That's usually what we do. We always end up moving on. So this morning, I want to talk to parents. Are you one of those parents who like to say, my son, my daughter can never do that? Are you one of such parents? You are so sure, so confident that your child can never do that, can never do this. When was the last time you monitored your child's device, their phone, their tablets, their laptops even? When was the last time? No, just think about it. That's what this show today is all about. Do you even listen to them at all? Do they even spend time with you? Do you spend time with them? I mean, when was the last time you engaged your minor in conversations? What's your relationship with them? Do you even have time to talk to them at all? Now, put it on a scale. In a week, how many times do you dedicate? Have you dedicated to engaging with them? Coming, you don't have to engage with them in serious conversations. Such. Be building. Have you ever, as a parent, have you ever thought of giving chances to strangers to step in and reach your minors? Because some people flock to the show, they need to get realized. Boys at the show, and most of you call, when a 15-year, a 15-year boy, is fast, then they wait to him, so he got arrested. 15-year-old. This is back on the 793, and 0165, someone I know. Those are the two. No, it's you, school is around. But my own question to you is, schools that inflate children's numbers just to keep them in school. Are you one of those teachers that encourage you only in the name of assist by the parent? Are you one of those parents that will never allow this being a chance to, however minor it be? We're going to have this conversation. Certainly. But at least we're having it now. More of it. Because it's time. It's been time. Coming to the telephone now. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me know. Talk to me. If you want to be anonymous as a teacher, as a tutor, please feel free to be that. You're welcome. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Good morning to you. We lost our first call. Let's jump on another one. Nigeria Info, good morning. That's gone as well. That's another one waiting for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, good morning to you. Yes, we're waiting for you. Good morning to you. You can't hear me. Can you hear me? You need to turn off your radio and call me back. Okay, please do that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning, sir. Please turn off your radio.
Okay. My name is John.
You're welcome.
From Ikoyi.
You're welcome.
I so much like the program that you are anchoring today.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, my take about the way parents these days hold our parents or our children is such a very terrible way. Because we grew up, we discovered that we don't want our children to experience the same.
Hmm.
Unlike when we were growing up. Hmm. Are you with me, sir?
I'm with you, sir, 100%.
Okay. Hmm. So, unlike when we were growing up, and then we discovered that there's a lot of people, the community, build up the children.
Hmm.
So the next neighbor, they have an impute in the children, the relative, they have an impute in the children. But these days, we have isolated ourselves from community, from people around.
Mm.
And it's such alarming. I told my son sometimes ago, I said, I'm afraid of your generation because the way things are going now is such a terrible thing.
Mm.
And especially the access to the internet.
Mm.
Excuse me. I seized my son's phone sometimes ago, and he's still really mad, and I don't care. Because why? Because of what I saw using the system, the device for.
Mm.
And I told him, I cannot allow this to happen under my watch.
Mm.
So I think we need to come to a time where we need to know that moral is not, should not be washed under the carpet in this, our nation.
Mm.
And because of whatever we have experienced, or because of our influence, because of our affluence,
right,
we should not allow it to cause a moral decadence on the children.
Mm.
So I think a lot of things need to be done,
right,
and especially parenting.
Right.
Not just having this money and all this stuff, but giving them quality training that will make them to become a better person in the future to come.
Right.
That's my take on topic, sir.
Thank you so much for sharing. I really do appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning. Oh, we lost that. Let's check another one here. Good morning to you. We lost that as well. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Joyce.
Welcome.
Okay, my own is a question. Now, parents who are working, of course, they actually want the best for their kids. What do you want them? Since you have an expat around, how do you want them to, you know, marry the two together? Because, of course, you have a tender who will be out at home taking care of your kid.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, you don't even know what's going to happen. So, but when you come back home, the little you do, you just ask this, ask that. And again, the parents are tired, they go to bed. Now, that's number one question. How do parents do this?
How do you reconcile being busy and raising children?
Yes.
Okay.
Being so busy.
All right.
You have traffic, you have so many bills you need to pay. Of course, if you don't work, the children too, people will still say, why do you bring them to the world if you cannot take care of them?
Mm.
The last question is this. At what age should your child be allowed to have smart phones? Because some schools will say they do their assignments, you know, on smartphones and all that. And with that, you see your children navigating through so many other things. They have social media accounts. So
at what age should a child have access?
All right. Also social media.
All right.
Thank you.
Mrs. Willoughby joins us right now via the telephone eventually. Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for joining us eventually.
Good morning, Sherry.
How are you today?
I'm there.
Yeah. Let's begin our conversation. We have about 3 minutes before our first break, but I would like us to jump on the last caller's concern before we now delve in. She was asking, at what age should a child be given access to smart devices? At what age, as a parent, should a parent allow, you know, his or her child to have access to smart devices? And the second question that she's got is, Father, how should a parent reconcile, manage being busy and raising a child?
That's a rather tough one. Well, as you know very well, I'm of the old school. The tech world, the tech generation has not made things easy to. Like you said, some schools say they use the smartphone for assignments, blah, blah, blah. But I think 15 upwards. I know parents who give when their children finish secondary school completely, or when they're about going into the university.
Okay.
At least by then, or at lower, let's say 18, by then they're adults. They should be responsible for whatever they do or undo.
Hmm.
So anything from 15, I would say, and it has to be monitored.
Okay.
Now, when parents say, like the man that said he sees the phone from the sun,
right?
There are apps you can put on the phone that can link your child's phone to yours. So anywhere your child goes online, you see.
Oh.
apart from parental control,
okay,
there are apps that can help to do that. You'll be able to monitor what your child does. Now, as to
being busy
and looking after children, well, short of working in the bank, where I know there are very, very strict rules, I think one should be able to create a balance, sort of.
Okay.
If you close at 5, 6 every day of the week, maybe you could close earlier one day in the week.
Okay.
I remember when I turned 40, and I knew the stress of teaching was trying to get me. I made sure one day in the month, I stayed at home to rest. So something can be worked out. If that is if you work for organization.
Okay.
But if you are an entrepreneur or you have your own business, there should be no excuse.
All right.
You should be able to work out something.
All right, ma'am. Let's quickly head out to a break. When we return from the break, we'll now delve in proper into our conversation. Please stay on the line, ma'am. I would come back to you in a moment. Lagos, Nigeria. Our conversation is just getting started. My only hope is that we'll have enough time to hear more from you. Mr. Brown is here. When he's done, I'll come back to you and we'll continue. Stay here on Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sherif Quadri. It's 8:37 from our studios this morning, and I have an educationist, Mrs. Somolara Willoughby, joining us on the telephone. Now, we're talking 21st century parenting, early childhood education. And I mean, in the wake of what we have been getting for some months now happened to our kids, I think it's high time we started to focus more on conversations such as this one. Mrs. Willoughby, thank you again for joining us on the show this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's begin again and talk about what really do you think it's amiss right now? First is, do you think there's anything missing in early childhood education that we have right now? If your answer is yes, then what could be missing?
That question is a bit tricky. Is anything wrong with early childhood education now? If it is the core or the curriculum or the way it's been implemented, I wouldn't say there is much wrong with it. But a lot is wrong with the teachers. A lot is wrong with those who send people or who send children to early childhood educators. And that is the home. The major problem is from the home. When I was growing up, we had what was formal and informal training, or formal and informal education. The informal comes before the formal. But these days, the informal is lost. And a lot of parents now believe the formal sector should also imbibe the informal and work on it, which can never, ever work. Your values are different from mine.
That's right.
Values here in Yoruba land is quite different from values in Igbo land and values in Hausa land. So you can't expect the school to teach your children values.
Indeed. But if something is wrong, apart from the values that you mentioned, what then can be done to salvage it?
To some extent, parents should begin to be more intentional. Like somebody said earlier on, when we were growing up, we grew up communally. You could always leave you could always be left with a neighbor, or an auntie could come over. You could go to grandma's place. But all that has been eroded, and in most places, all that is missing now. So, if that is missing, working it out may be a bit difficult. We have to, the bottom line, you see, this thing is a bit hydra-headed. There is no love again.
Right.
So, where do you start from? If you say you live in a block of flats, like four flats, you don't know your neighbor opposite you.
Hmm.
That's what we've done to ourselves.
Hmm.
We've alienated ourselves so much that, and it's not easy. I remember growing up, my grandma would say, you can't limit children. They need to roam. They need to stray. They need to play.
Hmm.
They need to be all over the place. Now they are caged in a flat. I think all stakeholders will have to come together and find a meeting point where I think we can revamp things and try and undo all the evil that has been done.
Hmm. You are a trainer yourself. I'm taking us to school now. We've virtually been talking about, the home. But then there are complaints even right now. I can see some on the social media platform from someone who is a teacher as well, who says that schools these days now even punish teachers if they don't cover up children's failure. And that wasn't the first time I would get that. I've always had that on the show anytime we talk about these issues. As a trainer, what's your position on this? I mean, have you heard of it first? Then what's your position on it?
I grew up in it.
Oh, wow.
I've seen it around the valley. I've had to leave some position because of trying to make sure teachers help in exams and all whatnot. I even had to leave a place after 2 weeks when they had the... what did they have? Was it a sports day and they were playing very terrible music. And I walked up to the DJ. And the DJ just hissed and walked away. It was later I heard the DJ is the owner's nephew. And I went to the owner the following day to report, and the owner said, what was wrong in that?
Hmm.
I just packed my things and left after 2 weeks. Because I knew I couldn't thrive in such a place. It happened. When we have gone, part of the moral decadence is materialism.
Hmm.
We grew up with, like Jimmy Disley would always say, we grew up with the rich. The poor never felt they were poor.
Hmm.
You could walk into the house of any of your classmates.
Hmm.
You can decide to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nobody would abuse you or nobody would say anything.
Hmm.
They will gladly look after you. I can't remember whose program yesterday they were talking about the middle class is gone. Definitely the middle class is gone. It's now the rich or the poor.
Hmm.
So a lot of things have gone wrong.
Now, if we have a situation where most schools, I mean, there's hardly any teacher who would say that they don't do that in their school, and that's not to say that there are no good schools, but if we have this kind of situation, what is the way out? Is there any way out in sight? I mean, it's almost like nobody is watching, nobody is monitoring anything. Even the parents like it.
No one is watching. And those who watch, they come for whatever they want to get at the end of the month and look away and walk away. So no one is working. The policymakers are nowhere to be found. The state will tell you they have all the laws, they have this, they have that, but then would expect you to come over and report a particular situation to them. But if they go around and do what they are supposed to do, I'm sure they will be able to detect these things and nick them in the bud.
Indeed. Let's open up the phone lines and see if we can hear from teachers themselves, that's if they're not in school, or parents themselves, if they found out anything awkward in their child on the schools their child attend. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And please, I would implore you to please make your submission very short and straight to the point so we can get in one contribution as much as possible, that is. Good morning to you. Good morning. Can you hear us? Good morning to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes, please. I want to ask your expert, is it not possible to discourage schools, especially in primary? They give assignments these days that direct children at age to the internet. Like my daughter's school, which is in basic one, we bought almost 40,000 Naira books, but we don't even have access to books. They give them assignments that direct them to the internet at that young age.
At that young age.
I think schools should be discouraged at that primary and secondary level because the children don't have a mind of their own to select what to get, what to receive at the internet.
This is a very vital contribution, Mrs. Willoughby. I mean, basic one pupil being given assignments to go and solve online after purchasing books worth 40,000 naira.
You still share it. School curriculum,
yes, ma'am,
would be a topic for another day. A lot of schools don't know what they are doing. They are just, a lot of them are out to impress the parents.
Exactly.
So that's why you have all this sort of rubbish. I remember a few years back, I had to remove my granddaughter from a school year where during an exam, they had to write 17 subjects at the age of five. 17 subjects for exam. And they had all this rubbish they say they have now. Not phonics, they call it linguistics. And the child, 5 year old, was made to start transcribing words.
Okay.
A topic that is done maybe in the SS class or even in the university.
Even in the university.
Yeah. So a lot of schools don't. That's a topic for another day. I don't know. I don't want to use any foul word on radio. You find schools, it's so funny. You find schools forcing 2-3 year old to be reciting Abia, Adamawa, Yula, and all whatnot, just because the next school is doing the same thing. This is a child that does not know the address of his or her house, and you are telling the child to learn the capital of Adamawa. This is a child that doesn't even know whether he or she lives in Lagos. Or in Ikorodu, or in Epe. A lot needs to be done about the curriculum. A lot needs to be done about that.
Wow, come to think of it, really, I never even thought of it that way. But, I mean, the way you put it now makes perfect sense. Because in the eyes of the parents, I mean, wow, my child knows state and capital. My child knows, the parents are excited. Like you said, most schools are out there to just impress the parents. Really.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Let's take some more calls. Good morning to you. Good morning.
No, good morning, Sharif.
Yes, good morning to you.
This is Ifeanyi.
You're welcome.
A grandmother.
You're welcome, ma. You're welcome, ma.
In fact, I don't know why we are denying ourselves the truth. The truth is that we parents are not doing our work. I remember when years back, a student in Queen's College misbehaved, and the teacher punished her, and then the parent came back to the school the next day and shaved off the hair of the teacher while she was sitting down in the classroom. A parent whose child was corrected. And when I was in Our Lady of Apostles, I had a child who every morning she used to be late at school. And one day we had to ask her, myself and the other teacher, why? Why that? And then she started crying, and she told us her parents used to prepare her for school. Then they will leave her for their neighbor, who will pick up his own children to take to school. They will leave her with their megad. And do you know what?
What's that?
Before that neighbor could come, the megad had abused the child every day. So we took her into the toilet and examined her. My God, what we found out. So we handed her over to the headmistress of the school, who immediately called for the parents. So what I'm trying to say, basically, is that parents are not doing their work. They should stop blaming teachers.
Hmm.
Train your child the way you want your child to go. Monitor your child. Who know who their friends are, where they go to. Start early, then it will be easy for you. And then our values have also gotten, these days, we don't even know our next door neighbor. When we were growing up, our neighbors are our own eyes when we are not there.
Right.
Things have changed.
Right.
We only have to be praying to God to help us. So that our children will not be useless.
Grandma,
thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Grandma, for calling me. I appreciate
thank you
it.
For the good
thank
work.
You. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you for the call.
You
yes,
know
ma'am.
What I call a lot of parents these days?
Tell me.
Picking where they born picking. They need parenting themselves.
You know what we're going to do, Mrs. Willoughby? You know what we're going to do, right? I would clear the schedule for tomorrow. And we can do this again tomorrow because I have loads of people here who would like to talk to you. I mean, all my lines are blinking, all six of them, but we don't have any more time left. Is that a promise? Can we have you again tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for today, ma'am. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mrs. Omolara Willoughby, she's an education. She's a trained education. She's a trainer herself. And she's also a tutor both here and abroad. We appreciate you very much for giving us your time. She'll be back on the show tomorrow and we'll continue. I am sorry we couldn't take, as much cost as I would have loved. Really, I would have loved. But I'm really sorry. But we'll continue tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Or should we start from 5? We should start from 5. Correct. Let's start from 5 tomorrow morning. So we have enough time. I am Sheriff Quadri. Thank you for being a part of the Morning Crossfire. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.